You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Travel.
Oh, this afternoon, so happy to connect with someone so well-traveled as Iga Motilska. And we are looking at the Barberton Makonjwa Mountain Range, which is in Mpumalanga. You'll remember that in 2018, it was inscribed as South Africa's UN, the latest UNESCO natural World Heritage Site. And it made it our 10th UNESCO World Heritage Site and the first one to be found in Mpumalanga. Iga, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I know we're midway through January, but Happy New Year. I hope 2021 is awesome.
Same to you. Same to you. I think you've given us a great one to just imagine, because after this was declared, I remember I put it on my bucket list as a place I'd love to go and experience. But why is the Barberton Geo Trail important, and why was it inscribed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site?
So it forms part of Mpumalanga's so-called Genesis tourism route. And as you mentioned, it runs through the Barberton Makonjwa mountain range. And it showcases some of the province's most diverse landscapes. So you can see beautiful rolling savannas, grasslands, rocky mountainous ravines, indigenous forests. It's really quite spectacular. And this is the oldest and best preserved natural structure in the world. Mm. It's made up of volcanic and sedimentary rocks. They date back to 3.5 billion years ago. Oh. So it's certainly a real life history lesson. And it dates back to the time when the Earth's crust began to cool. And that, of course, allowed for the formation of the continents and started, you know, when they started forming their shapes. So it's really quite something. And I mean, that's why it's called the Genesis of Life. Mm. It's also very diverse in terms of the flora and the fauna. And there's lots else to do in the region as well.
Ah, so the way it has formed allows it to have a really exceptional biodiversity.
Yes, absolutely. And it's actually one of the oldest formations that we have on Earth. And it's really well preserved. So you can go and have a look and see a whole bunch of different structures, geological structures there.
Mm. So how can we explore it? How do we go about exploring the Barberton Geo Trail?
So I know that maybe now's not the best time to travel, but when travel is allowed again, I think what makes it so great is that you can do it on a self-drive route in your own car. And so it's 38 kilometers in length, the Barberton Geo Trail. It's open 365 days a year. Entrance is free of charge. And it stretches from Barberton all the way through the scenic Bulembo Mountain Pass and to the border of Eswatini. The trail is marked with 11 open air sites. And so you can see various rock specimens along the way. What's really great is that they are explained, the historical and geological significance is really well explained, and it's complemented with beautiful, colorful illustrations and explanations that outline the evolution of this land. And it's really great for kids as well, because they can go and they can touch the different formations, they can read about them. And if you want to, you can also get a guide to help you along the way. But it's perfect to do as a self-guide route as well.
Yes, so just a day out, all day exploring that particular region. And as you say, it's free. But the route from here to Johannesburg, how far is it? Because I think that will also determine how quickly we access it.
Absolutely. It'll take you about 3.5 to 4 hours to drive to Nelspruit, depending on how fast you drive. And then when you actually do the Barberton Geo Trail, I think you should put aside between 5 to 6 hours. You should pack a lunch. There are a number of different lunch spots along the way, so you can do that too. And I mean, really, you can take as much time as you want. You could possibly do it over an entire day.
Thank you so much, Iga. It's not enough. It's not on our calendar enough. We don't hear it being promoted, touted enough as a potential destination. And Iga's done that to put it on the map for us. You can go to www.geotrail.co.za.